The 8th of August, anti-war protesters showed up at Quantico Marine Base demanding that Bradley Manning, the person accused of sending the documents to WikiLeaks that proved the U.S. is losing the Afghan war, be released, not prosecuted.
Free Bradley Manning! Free Bradley Manning! Free Bradley Manning! Free Bradley Manning! Free Bradley Manning!
My name is Matt. I served in Iraq in 2004. As an intel analyst, and as a former analyst, I stand with Bradley Manning today. Silence is betrayal.
That's right.
Silence is betrayal. The truth of these wars we all know, and some have seen. And Bradley Manning was courageous enough, brave enough, to stand against the military machine and release these things. Possibly. He's been accused, not convicted. If this is true, I admire his courage and strength.
Amen.
It is not criminal to tell the truth. It is not criminal to speak out against the military machine. It is criminal to stay silent in the face of something immoral, in the face of injustice. While there is injustice, there will never be peace. And it is unjust to jail someone for speaking the truth, for bringing to the American consciousness what we all know to be true, and that these wars are immoral, they're illegal, and they're unjust, and it's time to end them. It's time to bring our troops home. It's time to bring our soldiers home. Marines, Navy, everyone, bring them back. Stand with the Afghan people. Support the Afghan people, but not militarily. It's time to end these wars. I hope that we can all recognize that Bradley Manning is a hero and that he deserves to be freed and to be heard. Let his voice be heard, not the voices of many people for or against him, but let him tell his story, why he may or may not have done what he has done. So that's all I have to say.
All right. He is our youth. He is called to speak the truth. Bradley Manning is our youth. Give him power to speak the truth. Bradley Manning is our youth. Give him power to speak the truth. Bradley.
Wars need secrets. Illegal wars keep illegal secrets. These aren't the only secrets. These are only secrets to people in this country. People in Afghanistan, they know this. People in Iraq, they know this. They don't need us to release documents telling them what's happening in their countries. The Taliban knows this, the people know this, the resistance forces, the anti-resistance forces. This isn't news. Ironically, the Obama administration is kind of trying to have it both ways. On the one hand saying, there's nothing new here. Yeah, well, that's certainly true. But there's blood on their hands if they release it. Really? You want to really try and have it both ways?
Yep.
This is an illegal war. The secrets are illegal. Releasing secrets is the first step. This isn't just about Bradley Manning. This is about illegal wars with illegally held secrets. We should remember it was the Pentagon. It wasn't a whistleblower. It was the Pentagon who made their own decision about the decision to escalate in Afghanistan more than a year ago before President Obama announced it. They didn't seem to think that was inappropriate. We have a long history of whistleblowers in this country, and they have changed history. They come out of movements, and they strengthen movements. When Pentagon Papers 2.0 was released, what's known as the WikiLeaks documents, this absolutely reflected that history.
To say that we are the making the lives better. It's a lie to say that we are protecting women.
Keep in mind one thing. When those against our position who want to continue the war say, well, don't we have to stay to protect the women? Keep in mind one thing. That the vast majority of women who die too early in Afghanistan today don't die in a Taliban attack. They die in childbirth. Because Afghanistan is the second worst country in the world for a woman to give birth and survive. One out of every six women in Afghanistan dies in childbirth. Now, in the year 2000, when the Taliban was in control, how many women do you think died in childbirth? Exactly the same. One out of six. We have done nothing.
for the women of Afghanistan except make their lives worse. That's the answer to those who say we need to maintain a military occupation. We need this information not because it's new, but because it's irrefutable. Because it's exactly what the president said it was, nothing new. But it changes how we understand these wars. That's why we need whistleblowers. That's why secrets kill. Wars need secrets. Democracy needs whistleblowers. Thank you.
Transparency is not a crime. War criminals do the crime. Transparency is not a crime. War criminals do the crime.